taking charge at the southern border. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Republican Carrie Lake says she'll do that by declaring an invasion on day one when she wins the governor's race in Arizona.
We're going to send our National Guard to the border, start to stop people from coming over, and take on the cartels and end their fentanyl trafficking through Arizona.
Lake, who appeared on Fox and Friends Weekend, is running against Democrat Katie Hobbs, Arizona's Secretary of State. In Michigan,
the right to choose is on this ballot.
Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer rallying for abortion rights in Detroit alongside former President Barack Obama.
There may be a lot of issues at stake in this election, but the basic question you should always be asking yourself, but especially right now, is who will fight for you? Who's on your side?
Whitmer is facing a Republican challenge from Tudor Dixon.
They will not talk about supporting the police. They will not talk about it because they don't.
Dixon also in Detroit. The attack on Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, has been condemned by politicians on both sides of the aisle, although it hasn't been confirmed the motivation was political.
And I think we all need to recognize violence is up across the board. Lee Zeldin was attacked. We had an assassination attempt against Brett Kavanaugh. And Democrats didn't repudiate that. Joe Biden didn't talk about the assassination attempt against Brett Kavanaugh.
Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee on Fox News Sunday, Pelosi was attacked by a man who allegedly broke into his home and hit him with a hammer. A gunman is being sought in Colorado. Police say Joseph Castorena is suspected of killing four people at a home in Aurora early this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The oldest prisoner at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center will live out the rest of his life in freedom.
The Defense Department determined 75-year-old Saifullah Paracha is not a continuing threat to the U.S. and could return to Pakistan. Paracha spent more than 17 years at the detention camp in Cuba after officials alleged that while living in the United States, he served as a facilitator for Al-Qaeda, helping two 9/11 conspirators with a financial transaction. He denied any involvement in terrorism, and he was never charged with a crime. The Pakistani government released a statement Saturday confirming Paracha was reunited with his family. The U.S. remains focused on reducing the detainee population and closing the Guantanamo Bay facility. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
A homeless man in California who's repeatedly been asked to move his tent has set up a dwelling that's a bit more permanent. The man, who goes by the name Q, told Fox 11 in Los Angeles that he built a wooden house from material that was tossed at a construction site. The home on Hollywood Boulevard was built on wheels and is powered by a generator. Q is an Army veteran who's lived in L.A. for a few months. Lottery dreams have just gotten bigger for Powerball players.
The Powerball lottery is closing in on record territory. Monday's drawing will now be worth at least $1 billion. It's been 3 months and 37 straight drawings with no winners. The lump sum cash option for Monday's drawing is $497 million before taxes.
Fox's Chris DeMeo, the odds of winning, 292.2 million to 1. The odds are much better for the two teams competing to win the World Series. After two games, the Houston Astros and Philadelphia Phillies are tied. Game three is tomorrow night. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.